we affect what? Your body. So when doctors meet you, they can tell you there's nothing wrong with your body. Is that not true? They just go and sleep somewhere and stop worrying. And if you do that, what will happen? Your body will pick up. Then sometimes the last one is that you can be healed through your spirit. Do you believe that? A man can be healed through his spirit. And that's the highest form. That's the way he sent forth his word, and his word healed them. The word will affect your spirit man. And not only that, you know, we call this place Success School. And I'm believing God that if you listen carefully, you can employ the laws of the spirit to do what? To affect the physical. Say, neighbor, employ the laws of the spirit to affect the physical. So if you must change things in the physical, what must you first do? Who is helping me? If you must change things in the physical, what must you first do? You must change it where? Are you sure? How do you change things in the spirit? How do we change things in the spirit? Let us start again from where we began from. Please open your Bible to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter what? Verse what? Verse 9. Thank you so much. You know, unless we go and leave this place and look at these things, I'm begging you. What am I doing? I am begging that you leave this place, you look at it carefully. Hebrews 12 verse 9, what is there? Hebrews 12 verse 9. Quickly, it's about time. Somebody else? Is anybody in the technical room? Help us with this projector, please. People in the technical room. And if you are in the church, don't stay in the technical room, please. Than the fellow that must be there. Yes, sir. Furthermore, yes, and live. We have had the what? What have we had? That does what? It corrects us. Why don't you subject yourself to the Father of Spirits? Father of what? Father of Spirits. Who is the Father of Spirits? So, what are you? Say, neighbor, what are you? Say, neighbor, I'm a spirit. Say, neighbor, I'm a spirit. Neighbor, I'm a spirit. Neighbor, I'm a spirit. If he's Father of Spirits, then it's your Father. Then what are you? What are you? Are you here tonight? What are you? But I want to respond to me. Just I don't mind the crowd. Just respond to me. What are you? Say, neighbor, I'm a spirit. You know, let's have this understanding. I'm not only a spirit. Where he quoted in James 1:27. What is there? James 1:27. Quickly, where he quoted that our favorite James 1:17. Who is there to help me? James 1:17. Every good gift, perfect gift, is from where? Are you sure? Are you very sure that it's not from abroad? Is not from where you are working? Are you very convinced? Is not from Nigeria economy? Or your uncle in the village that send you dollars? Say, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. And coming down from who? Hey, what does that mean? Father of lights. What are you? Nobody not too sure. And somebody say, I'm full of light. What are you? Say, you are the light of this world. He did not say you are full of light, sir. Say, you are the light. When he was here, he said, I am the light. When he was going, he said, you are the light. Say, well, think about that. So sometimes we don't really sit down to contemplate what God is saying. He said, first is the father of spirits. Second is the father of lights. When God planned to meet the world, that was a conference. What did he say? Let us make man. In what? Are you sure? Let us make man. In what? Number two? Who can explain that to me? He made man in his image. He made man in his likeness. Father of spirits. Father of light. God is a spirit. And we are spirits. But when he wanted to make us, say, let us make man in our image. What does that mean? Anybody? Let us make man in our image and in our likeness. He made man a little lower than himself. Elohim, little lower. So the man is making is like him. Is to operate like him. Is to function like him. Praise God, somebody. And then number two, if you're like you're working in an organized place where we have the managing director, and somebody say, well, this man, we are too busy. Let's have an ED. What are they trying to do? To put part of the work of the MD to someone that has authority to act on behalf of the word MD. Is that not true? The ED is not a beggar. It's not a matter that before you sign anything, you must see the MD. Isn't the way it works? See, before you do anything, you must say, why is he an ED? Authority. Say, let us make man a little lower than ourselves. That means what? This man is making is not a slave. The man is making will not be a beggar. The man is making will rule the heart as God rules the heaven. Tell me about you. Are you hearing me? Tell me about you still here. So you must understand how does God operate? How does God do things? Let us make man in our image. Is the father of spirit, is the father of light. Praise God, somebody. Hebrews 11 verse 3. Be very fast because I'm going to cover many things. And I pray you have understanding. I pray that God will open your eyes. I pray you will maximize what we are hearing. I pray that your prophecy will appear to men. Because we're in a school. We're in a school of the spirit. That's where I'm going. I'm trying to make sure that whatever you are hearing, you can apply. And your results will be evident to all in Jesus' mighty name. So, Hebrews 11 verse 3. Who is there? Hebrews 11 verse 3. Through faith, we understand that the words were framed by the word of God. So the things which are seen were not made from things that do exist. You see, through faith we understand that the world, physical world, came out from where? From the spirit world. I mean, the physical things you see has its root where? Are you sure? So, whatever we are seeing in the physical, start where? If you must alter the physical, what must we learn to do? Because we know everything has its root where? Don't forget, you are a spirit. You have a soul. And you have your soul is where? In your body. Don't ever forget that. So when he said, let us make man in our image, he wanted to make a man that will function from the what? Spiritual realm. Man is not designed to function from the physical realm or function from the what? Mental realm. When Adam fell, man began to function from the mental and the physical realm. And today, many of us are still doing that. Let us make man in our image. Say, through faith we understand that the thing we are seeing, the thing you are seeing, the business you are seeing, the husband you are seeing, the children you are seeing, Whatever you are seeing, the physical, whatever is happening in your life, has its root from where? Are you sure? Are you very sure? So think about that. So, he said, let us make man our image. Praise God, somebody. Just that to remind us what we said. We said also last time about the book of 1 John chapter 1 verse 1. 1 John 1 1. Who can remind us what we said there? We have seen. That was the first thing we said. No. We had it. Number two, we see it. We gaze upon it. We handle it with the word of faith. We handle it. Word of life. Word of grace. See. You want to tell us how God operates. Let us make man like ourselves. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 4:18. 2 Corinthians 4:18. Be very fast. 2 Corinthians 4:18. We know it often now. Somebody in the computer, in the technical room, are you sitting there? Why we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. And the things which are not seen are subject to change. Is that true? Is that true? Things that are seen are temporal. Things that are not seen are subject to change. Is that true? It's not true. I want to be sure that you are hearing me. I'm not trying to confuse you. I want to be sure that you are following me. Things that are not seen is not subject to change. It's eternal. Your physical body is good, but your real you is inside. Can we see it? Well, because we can see your physical body, we know that the spirit fellow inside. When somebody falls down and die, what happened? The body, the spirit lives with the soul. So, to affect the physical, what must you do? Affect the spiritual. So, you must understand the laws that affect the spiritual. Say, what are you still here? John 6:63. John chapter 6, verse 63. Who is there? That one you should know it offered. Please help me read if you are there. John chapter 6, verse 63. John chapter 6, verse 63. It is the spirit that does what? Quickeneth. It is the spirit that quickens. It is the spirit. What are you? What are you? You are spirit, you are light. Don't forget. And the light shines in darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend it. What are you? Where you are walking, what are you? And also you are light. You are to shine. You are to dominate. Don't forget that. Everybody, don't forget that. You are Mangadosa. God is good. God is good. It is the spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. Are you sure? The flesh. Some of us, when we go to the bedroom, we spend like 3 hours. I'm just putting your legs. Some people, they spend time there. They just do it very well, do it very well, do it very well. At the expense of their spirit. That is a serious matter. Do both. Eh? It's good to do it very well, but do the inside better. Hallelujah. Praise God, somebody. So it says, you know, when did this make their ear and they spent 6 hours? One day I was seeing somebody, they began the ear. I came out. I still working. I came out. Some say they spent the whole day. I said, okay, when you spend the whole day, what do you do with the whole day? It's not wrong to spend the whole day, but get something you can plug in your ear now. So when they are working on the external, something is entering your world, spirit man. Even if you're not very careful, in those places, some women also come there. And when they come there, they have a topic. What's the topic? Their husband. Am I lying? Am I lying? It's happening in the barber shop. People have topic. They just pick one. They guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So, if you want to spend that 6 hours, what do you do to your inner being? You plug your ear, and you are feeding your spirit man. Think about wisdom. So, we are saying that. It's the spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. The words I speak, they are what? They are not only spirit, they are life. That means if you must control the spiritual world, what must you use to control the spiritual world? Anybody is helping me? What must you use to control the spiritual world? Are you sure? So when you are complaining, you are just adding to the issue. Think about that. Somebody said, no. Don't see the way it's misbehaving. That is your child. Don't you see the way it's what? Misbehaving. What are you doing? What are you doing? You are adding misbehavior. Because your words are what? Say, no, my husband, you must face reality. Don't you see the way it's misbehaving? They're trying to convey a thought. Have you? But you are using a wrong method. You are breaking a spiritual law. If anyone breaks a law, what do they call you? Where do they put you? He says, it's not working. It's working. You see, you pray, it's not working. What are you doing? Think about that. It's so, some things are just awesome. But let us go to another place. I said last time that we have what they call imagination. What did I call it last time we met? The eyes of what? The eyes of yours. The heart is your imagination. Is it in the soul or in the spirit? You know, I tried to link it last time. I link it carefully together. Imagination is the eyes of your spirit. Is in your soul. Your soul is a gateway. Understand? Your soul is a gateway. God deals with your spirit. But for you to function here on earth, it must pass through your soul and manifest through your physical body. Don't forget that. So, the Greek people, when you read soul in the Bible, let me just make it very simple. There are two sides. We call part of your soul analytical mind. You know, when you analyze things. And part of your soul is imagination. You hear it? You do get it? You know, most men are very analytical. Am I right? That's why their faith is not really working. They put everything in what? But most women are a bit emotional. Am I right? They may not just tell you what they believe it will work. They cannot tell you how it may work. But let us go to the Bible carefully. How does God operate? Let's go to the book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Genesis 1, verse 1. Let me be very fast because of our time. I'm going far through night. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Continue. Yes. Yeah. I'm sure between verse 1 and verse 2, something must have happened. The third verse. And God said, No, Read it very well. You jump something. No, drop something. And the Spirit of the Lord was hovering or brooding upon the face of the waters. Who can help us with brooding or hovering? What does that mean? Hovering. What is hovering? Anyone that studied English? It's going over something in the air. Brooding is what? Brooding. A chicken that wants to lay egg, just look at the chicken that wants to hatch the egg. What does it, chicken does? Sit down on the egg. God's Spirit was brooding over the surface of the earth. What does that mean? What does that mean? Anybody? I'm sure you know. Brooding. Was brooding. He was meditating. He was imagining. Not the analytical mind, the imaginative mind. He was doing a process. He was meditating. He was brooding on the heart, the waters, the fishes, the everything he wants to make. And it took him a while to do that. Why? See, if you want to engage your imagination, you must spend time with it. It's a process that must be formed. You know, one day, it's a son. When we began the church, he said, yeah, what he told us about the big place. He said, but you have never really spent time to see that vision, to brood over it, to form it. For the Greek scholar, when they that thing to them is an image. It's an hardware. Thought is a what? An hardware. Do you know what I mean by hardware? Something you can undo. So, God's Spirit was brooding. He was applying what? First of all, pay this tithe. God told the fellow, you will pay this tithe. If you don't contemplate what you add, and form a picture in your spirit man, you are not very careful. The word has gone for you. What will happen? You will be in the realm of hope. Many of us are in the realm of hope. Faith is the substance of things. Until it's a substance, until it moves the realm of faith, it is still in the realm of hope. Hope will not get the work done. God has spoken. You will do this. He says, son, whatever you have had me, have you laid hold of that thing in your imagination heart? Has it become a substance that you can touch? What we've had, what we have seen, what we have gazed upon, and our hand have handled. As our hand of faith, undo what you saw. Please, this phone issue, maybe we make a lot very soon. If you are coming in, please help us put your phone off for silence, please. I want to beg you. Let's honor God. You are before God. Please, are you getting something tonight? You must engage your powerful imagination. You know, obviously, they have references, but I'm just rushing, so I cannot refer to them, but you know the story. You know the story. Numbers 13 is the one for the Israelites. Go there. Numbers 13, 32 to 33. Numbers 13, 32 and 33. Quickly. They brought up an evil report of the land which they have searched. Yeah. Saying, they began to say a negative report. Continue, sir. All the people we saw, they saw it. They saw what? Impossibility. They saw trouble. They saw it with the eyes of what? Faith. Continue.
We saw the giants. Yeah. Yeah. We are what? On our own side as what? Grasshopper. And so we were in their sight. Is that true? Is that true? They even went ahead to say, imagine for them. Before the first fire was sure, they have already defeated themselves. What are you saying? Have you ever seen yourself that you can own a house in Lagos? Have you ever sat down somewhere and just began to play on imagination? Based on Ephesians 3 verse 20. Is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you could ever ask, think, or imagine. What are you imagining? If you don't imagine anything, you cannot get anything. Though the world has gone forth. If you think your opponents are bigger than you, forget it. So they are. But if you think you are bigger than them, if God be for you, nothing can be against you. If you know that all things are working together for your good, you cannot be disadvantaged in life. If you can see it, what will you say? You will say it. See, Caleb and Joshua, what did they say? 14, 6 to 9. Numbers 14, 6 to 9. Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, continue. Who are among those that spared the land? Tore their clothes. And they spoke. Saying. See. The land will pass. They both passed through Nigeria. They both saw the same thing. See their interpretation. Based on the word as of faith. The land we pass through. Yeah. Is a what? A good land. If the Lord delights in us, who's here tonight and you know God delights in you? Are you sure that God delights in you? They don't see, cannot see your hand up. God delights in you. Are you sure? So, God has favorites. Continue. Yeah. He will bring us into this land. He will bring you into that land. He will bring you into that land. He will bring you into that land. Which land? The one they saw. A land that flows with abundance. A land that flows with milk and honey. He will be, they saw it. We have seen it. That's in their place, but they saw it. Yeah. Only. Don't rebel against God. Don't rebel against God's word. God said, none shall lack their meat. Can you see yourself married with children? Can you just see it? Can you see it? Don't rebel against God's word. Continue. Don't fear whatever you are experiencing. Don't fear anything. Say, but don't fear. Say, but no fear. Don't fear the road. Don't fear area boys. Don't fear. If we say, we never leave you. Say, no weapon, form, fashion. Against which are prosper, physical, spiritual, material. Don't fear. Never don't fear. Continue. They are bread to us. They are what? Never they are bread. Can you see that? They tell you. You say, in this place we see all these MD and so they are coming up against you. What do you say? Oh, they are don't forget. They are what? Never they are bread for us. Never they are bread for us. Never they are bread for us. Yeah, I'm not too sure. Anybody have bread for us? Say, I don't know. They know they have bread for us. Why did they say that? Continue. Their protection has departed. Now see, he's not talking for them now. The other way I'm talking for them. He says he's not talking for their word protection has departed. Are they also in their land? Has anything has happened between the... See the way he's talking now. Their world protection has departed from them. Continue. And the Lord, anyway, the Lord is with me. Do not fear. Why are we going to all this now? If you are praying and fasting and you cannot see it, imagine those other ones when they are doing all night prayer meeting with what they have said. What will happen? What will happen? Nothing. Even God cannot help them. Say, Embo, what are you saying? Put the image. You know, God's brooded over it. There was darkness. Darkness does not matter to God. Just began to. The victory is what? From the inside. Where is the victory from? From the inside. Can you see the picture from the inside? And begin to form an image. When you form it very well, don't be in a hurry. Make sure it's well formed. Begin to paint it. Begin to see it. Then begin to confess. Let there be light. Let there be money. Let the million come. Let the job come. Let the people come. You have seen it where? Can you doubt what you have seen? Why your faith is not working or is vague? You say you have not seen it. But can a man doubt what he has seen? Can you doubt what you have seen? When you have seen it in the spiritual realm, in your inner man, you've seen the prosperity, you've seen your health, you've seen your promotion, you have seen it. What will your mouth say? You will say it with confidence. You are not shaking at all. Say, their defense has departed from them. Let's go at once and possess the land. What did they say? And if you have gone earlier by the story of Caleb, at age 45 years later, think about it. He went there at age 40. At age 85, what did he say? I say, God, I must say that one. You know what he said at age 85? Anybody here, your mama is 85, or my own is also 85. Anybody, or close to 85, or above 80. Your father is 80 what? 100, thank you, one. Imagine your father at 85 tell you that I'm going to Liberia to fight. What will you tell you about? Eh? Is that? No man died, I come from Diana. Because all you can see is death. And the man said, at age 85, what he saw, form an image there. Solid. He said, Caleb, don't forget. He said, Joshua, don't forget what happened to us before. And now I'm 85. My strength is still the same. And our kings were still there. They've not left. Because of their unbelief, they wasted 40 years in the wilderness. So give me that mountain. He did not have it. When did he win the battle? 45 years ago. The image in his heart. Which image are you seeing? For your children, how do you see the image? Their marriage, the day of their wedding, beautiful wedding. You form the image. Awesome husband. You take your time to be somewhere. You need to incubate everything. Don't be in a hurry. Let it form carefully. If you form, then you open your mouth to thank God for its reality. God said, let us make man in our own image. He did not plan to make beggars. Don't be begging God like that. It's not. Say, let us make man like us. Hebrews 4:11-12 says, let's come boldly to the throne of grace. It's not the throne of trouble. It's not the throne of condemnation. It's the throne of what? Grace. Don't come there to beg. Say, to obtain what? They never obtain. They never obtain. You are coming. Say, let us come with boldness. Oh, my God. They never boldness. They never boldness. They never boldness. They never boldness. To which throne? Grace. A whole throne of grace, sir. Not of condemnation. There is therefore now no condemnation. Don't be condemned. Anybody, don't be condemned. Don't let any man condemn you. Are you born again? There is therefore no condemnation to those who are aware. Say, let us come boldly to the throne room of grace. To do what? Obtain what? And what? You obtain mercy, you find grace. When grace multiply in your life, you can do many things. Say, I'm graced. Neighbor, I'm favored. Neighbor, I'm blessed. I can see it. If you can see it, then power of life and death is where? In your tongue. So if we see it, your word will confirm that. If you see it, that indeed it's God's blessing that makes rich and have no sorrow. 2 Corinthians 4:18. What is there? 2 Corinthians 4:18. Why we look not at things? That's 4:13. We have in the same word. We have it. Also, what do we do? What do we do? We spoke. If it's a spirit of faith, and God said, "Let there be light," was God shaking when He was saying it? He said, "Let there be light. Let us make man in our own image." The money must not but come. The people must not but come. If you see it, if you see it, effort, what are you seeing? I want you to see an image and a picture. I want to beg you to do what? See an image and a picture. See an image and a picture. I wish somebody to help me follow that lady. See an image and a picture. What are you seeing? Tonight, I want to beg you, what do you see? God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you could ever ask, think, or imagine. Unless you see it, sir. When you say tomorrow you'll be doing business in millions of dollars, millions, and somebody believe in you so much and told you that, have you seen it? When they give you a prophecy, ma, what are you doing with the prophecy? Can you see it? Can you wrap your faith? Can you form an imagination of those contrasts, of those goods coming, of you writing the check of a million? Can you just go to your room one day and get a checkbook and just write that check and just smile? Ravoska, write it. Don't give it to anybody. Just write. Don't worry yourself. I said, you'll be, and you begin to speak. One day you'll be a what? Reality. Because I have seen it. I say, God, you raise people here who will lay down their millions. And I'm saying it, brethren. I'm saying it. And I hope you too will see it. You see that the true prosperity, my kingdom, will yet be expanded. I want to go and read the book of Proverbs. God is the one that gives power to get wealth. Do you believe that? He gives anointing to make money. As an anointing for those that has called to the ministry of what? Helps to finance his kingdom. And by this anointing, you will make money. You must believe that. You must see that. That is by his anointing. The same anointing that caused the blind to see, the lame to walk. As he called you, the same anointing will make room for you. God's blessing make it rich. It had no sorrow. But at that word, form an image here. As you can see. And you know, look at the trouble of Nigeria. Don't confess their fear. Don't say their trouble. Don't say Nigeria is dry. Nigeria is terrible. Don't cry. Anybody don't cry. Because you know all things are possible with you. But you must say it. Let us make man our own image. You are formed in his image. You are a spirit being. Use your mind. Two things. Renew your mind with God's word. Worship God a lot. Worship God. When you mean to worship God, you mean to give you an image. Only God is your teacher. He will teach you. Not only the Bible. He will teach you the business. See, in all your ways, acknowledge him. He will direct your path. I believe God that with his insight at work in your life, ideas at work in your life, money will do for you, men will do for you, favor will trail you. You will do things that mere men can't do. You will see things that mere men don't see. You manifest God at this hour, and your life will be a marvel to men. Don't be despised. God is on your side. If God be for you, nothing. Do you believe that? Nothing. Being born of God, you are born into success. Being born of God, you are born a victor. Being born of God, no room for complaint. Being born of God, all things are yours. But you must say, it's true knowledge. Grace, peace, multiplied true knowledge. Any question tonight? Say, neighbor, power of imagination. Love what? Visualization. But let it put it over his very well, sir. Your business, put over his very well. See the millions. Let your faith touch it. And thank your father. That's your marriage. Thank your father. For your children, thank your father. That house, this year to be completed. Thank your father. It's the one that gives room to get far. For the business expansion, thank your father. Say the heart is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. See God using you to bless men. You're not a liability. Sit in your room and shut off the world and just stay there. Let it come down and see the picture. Much more than you have done before. God will do to your life this year in Jesus' mighty name. Are you blessed tonight? Any question? Be on your feet, brethren. I want to just, I don't know what you have had tonight. I don't know that you are as excited as I'm excited. I just thank God that God gave me some vision before. I'm a high. I'm seeing them now. I'm embracing them. I'm embracing them. I'm forming a picture in my heart. Just thank God for that picture. I don't know what He has shown you. I don't know what you have seen, but thank God for that picture. Mama, no, no, Baba, dindi, mama, dindi, Baba.